Tampa City Councilman John Dingfelder has filed to run for a Hillsborough County Commission seat in 2010. Dingfelder ran for the same seat in 2002, but lost to now Congresswoman Kathy Castor. In 2003, he was elected on the council, representing South Tampa. He was re-elected in 2007 in a fierce battle against former city attorney Julie Brown. WMNF spoke with Dingfelder today and asked him how seriously had he considered running for mayor in 2011 after Mayor Pam Iorio's term ends.
You know, one of the reasons I filed this early for county commission is because there was a lot of speculation about, you know, me running for mayor. And although I was flattered and honored that, you know, people would consider me for that position, it was a tough decision, but I feel I can, you know, make good contributions over at the county commission. I feel I've got a lot to offer over there, and hopefully I can do a good job for the citizens over there.
And the seat you'd be running for is the one that's currently being held by Rose Ferlita.
Correct. It's District 1, which includes all of my district, all of my current city council district of 85,000 people. And then on top of that, it's got Town and Country, West Tampa, and then wraps around the Gibsonton, Apollo Beach, and over there.
John Dingfelder, of course, earlier this month, your city council voted to ban lawn sprinkling amongst residents here in the city of Tampa. You fought against that initially and then almost was able to overturn that last week, a 3-3 vote there. You wanted to go to having lawn watering every 2 weeks. John Dingfelder, you've been really passionate about this and seemed to last week go hard against City Administrator Steve Dagnall about this. But what about your fellow council members? I mean, if it wasn't for them going for this, we wouldn't have this ban right now.
Right. Well, and my point on the water issue, and it's really kind of consistent with what I've tried to do for the last 6 years, is about moderation. The mayor originally came to council, you know, 3-4 weeks ago and said, okay, council, here's my suggestion. Let's go every other week on watering. And then if things get bad enough, we might have to consider a ban on watering. Well, you know, the other council members, ultimately a majority, jumped to the more extreme solution. And we're the only city in the whole state that I'm aware of that voted that way. And I, you know, my feeling was, wait a second, staff brought the facts to us. Staff brought a solution to us, and the solution they brought to us was every other week. I was perfectly willing to go to every other week, which I think is a moderate and reasonable, you know, proposal. I've been very consistent, you know, for the last month, holding tight to that. But you know, I got overridden by my fellow council members, and you know, that's their prerogative. But I still don't think they're right. I think that they went too far. It's too extreme. People have huge investments in their yards. And if we don't get any rain for the next 3 or 4 weeks, they're going to start losing their yards, or they're going to just be taking these tickets, especially rich people, which I don't think is fair at all.